Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I guess this will be the last show in the first month of the year here on the Sunday edition. January is almost over. Hard to believe. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I want to open the phones up to everybody out there. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. And I'll be going to your phone calls coming up in the next segment. If you're listening across the country on the AM and FM dial, the internet at InfoWars.com, on the streams, or Global Shortwave, you'll want to call the toll-free number 877-590-5525. If you're listening locally in Texas to our affiliate 590 AM that I originate this transmission from, it's 836-0590. And we will get you up and on the air. I want to go through Barack Obama and his first 5 days in office. What is it? 5 days today. He has pulled a stunt claiming he's closing Guantanamo Bay sometime in the next year, but saying they'll still have indefinite secret detention of the individuals that are being held there. Now, he did in his executive order say that they were going to move in the next year to look at ways. That's what his order really says. You can go read it. To close ghost sites around the world. But most of those ghost sites are secret. Those are the real torture camps. So on the surface, it's a good thing because at least the new president is being forced because of his constituents' demands to, on the surface, pay lip service to the fact that a parallel legal system was created under the Military Commissions Act and the Patriot Act, where U.S. citizens can be secretly designated as terrorists and be secretly arrested and secretly taken to camp, secretly tortured, secretly executed. And also in there, it states that even if they have a kangaroo military commission trial and the president or his designates don't like what the military court has to say, the president or his designates can override that. And that has been done lately in some of the military commission trials they've had where the commissions have said this person isn't a terrorist and we have no evidence to hold them. And the White House and the Defense Department say, well, we're going to even supersede our own kangaroo court that happened to do the right thing. So what Barack Obama has announced, ABC News had a headline about secret sites in the United States. And all he's saying is in the next year, we're going to look at closing Guantanamo and then moving people to bases like the military brig, the Navy brig they've got in Charleston, South Carolina, and many others around the country. So it's lip service, but at least it's not the continual arrogance we've seen from George Bush. On every other subject, Obama wants a larger than $1 trillion defense budget, the biggest ever, passed for fiscal year 2009 last year, with his support, by the way, in the Senate, and Bush's support as the president. Now he's talking about an even bigger defense budget and this new domestic 18 to 24 forced military service domestically with a new domestic corps just as big, just as strong, in his words, as our million-man army. And they have now moved 20,000 Marines as of yesterday, the Associated Press is reporting, out of Iraq, and they're moving them in the next week to Afghanistan along with tens of thousands of army soldiers. So definitely an escalation there, and Hillary Clinton just signed a new deal Friday with the leader of Israel, the Prime Minister of Israel, to in the next year either have Iran buckle to giving up their peaceful nuclear program or to be physically attacked. So on the war front, Obama is actually expanding things. And that's why the neocons and Pat Robertson and others are coming out and endorsing him now. But the bigger issue is we're hearing that Obama wants a new banking bailout. But if you read the banking bailout passed October 3rd of last year that he cheerleaded the passing of, along with Bush, again, a unified both parties to do this, despite the fact that Congress reported 1,000-to-1 phone calls against it and polls registered 98-99% against it in major publications, major scientific polls conducted by major publications. They just went ahead with it. And in there, I read it on air over and over again, the subsection where it said no court, no branch of government, no agency can review what the private Federal Reserve does with the money, and that it's not $700 billion, that is just a, quote, really big number they arrived at. And it's now $8.5 trillion as of 6 weeks ago. Again, for 6 weeks, previously every week we'd hear $1.3 trillion on average was being stolen, and then they wouldn't say where it was going. Since then, since the AP and other publications ran that headline, $8.5 trillion, they just are saying it's all completely secret now. So I can't wait till someday, maybe in my grandchildren's grandchildren's time, we find out what the private bank sucked out of the country. But I'm being facetious. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough because they've got to tell us as taxpayers that we have to pay this back to the very private banks that are being loaned the money. Because all this fiat currency, all this liquidity, all this credit, it's backed up by our name, our credit, our faith, our taxes. Meanwhile, on the economy, gold soars above 900 on safe haven demand. This out of Market Watch. Also, Citigroup raises $12 billion in FDIC-backed bond sale. They're having to dip into the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation. And it goes on to say that they have a shortfall alone in payments on investments coming up to investors of $42.2 billion. That's only one of these big banking behemoths. Continuing, California's First Centennial Bank shut down by regulator. Bloomberg reports the First Centennial Bank of Redlands, California, was seized by a state regulator, the third U.S. bank to fall this year as the recession deepens and the slump in the housing industry sends home foreclosures to record highs. So on the backdrop of this, Obama is saying we need an even bigger banking bailout. This is the only way to unfreeze credit markets and the subprime mortgages and the credit card markets and all of it, and bank, interbank lending, institutional lending. It's not just in the service banking sector. The real problem is in the derivatives at the institutional level. They're saying, you know, we have to have a new Bank of the United States. Now, they claim the private Federal Reserve is governmental and that it's the Bank of the United States. But all this is the Federal Reserve is creating a new entity. The New York Times reported a month and a half ago that they're issuing to institutions the Federal Reserve bonds quietly. They won't give details. It's all basically secret. To governments and large institutional investors and groups, conglomerates. And that now they're going to transfer the remaining power out of Congress and out of the Treasury to this new body that will be part of an international body, and that you will then pay your taxes. You already write your paycheck, your tax check to the Federal Reserve Bank. Notice that, those of you that don't just do withholding and who actually have employees or self-employed and pay taxes, you already write that to the private Federal Reserve that's predominantly owned by foreign shareholders. Now, just like Congress signed over in the mid-90s their authority over trade to the private World Trade Organization to create the taxing mechanism. Not one red cent of your income tax goes to run the country. Well, as they're creating the new open world bank, they have to create the tax system so that you can be taxed by them. We'll come back, take your...
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 23rd, 2009. Gold opened at $875. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $900.66, $450.33 for the half ounce, and $225.17 for the quarter ounce. That's $900.66, $450.33, and $225.17.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live. It is the 25th day of January, 2009. Hard to believe it's 2009. I keep saying 2008. Almost a month into it. Okay, we're going to your phone calls here in a moment at 877-590-5525. Joseph, Dan, Steele, Steve, many others that are patiently holding. You know what? Last night, just a side note, KRS-One, about 2 weeks ago, called my office. They were coming through Austin. They wanted to come and be on my radio show, and they were huge fans. And then they got here to town late, so they just wanted me to go to the show last night and invited me there. So we went and interviewed KRS-One after he played at Mohawks. And literally it blew me away because I don't go down to 6th Street a lot. And just as a, not bragging about, oh, all these people know me, it's a gauge of how big the show's getting. And I could go down to 6th Street 10 years ago and have maybe one out of six, seven people that walk past me say, hey, Alex Jones. But we had to park probably five, six blocks north of there because 6th Street was really full last night to go down to Mohawks, myself and my camera crew. And the whole way to Mohawks, it was probably every other person was, hey, Alex Jones, hey, give me an autograph. Hey, let me take a picture. So I could barely get there. And then once we got there, here's this huge hip-hop crowd, you know, mixed crowd of black folks, white folks, Hispanics, Asians, you know, really well-represented and of everybody. And it was more than half of them were Alex Jones, and all these other hip-hop people and other well-known hip-hop folks. And I was backstage, and I was in the VIP area. And it was like literally, and then KRS-One gets up on stage after the other groups had played and was like, I'm down with Alex Jones. I'm not down with Barack Obama. Barack Obama's a New World Order puppet. You watch. And then he started going into all these raps and putting me in them and everything. It was just crazy. Yeah, he's not down with the Obama. And then I interviewed him over the phone last Friday because he couldn't make it to town until Saturday on the radio. And, he said a lot of that. He said, hip-hop is behind you. But then after the show, I got to interview him for about 30 minutes, and he was telling me just how many people, I mean, the icons of hip-hop are huge fans of this radio show and the films and what we do. And expanding from there, you know, I talked to my buddy who does a major TV show in Hollywood, not Charlie Sheen, somebody else, and he told me, you know, the whole cast of the show basically, you know, in their dressing rooms listening to the radio show, because they'll sit there for hours having their makeup put on or reading scripts. And, you know, then I talked to Joe Rogan, who was in town. I had dinner with him last night before I went to meet with KRS-One, because he was here for his comedy routine. And he was telling me, he goes, oh, yeah, a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of the biggest names. And he was listing. I'm not really up on Ultimate Fighting, but he was telling me, like, all the big guys in it were, like, huge fans and listened to the show. I mean, it is getting exponential. So, and I'm just one guy fighting the New World Order. There's a lot of other prominent people. So think about that. Just everywhere I go, every genre, every group. I mean, I could be on the streets of Canada, the streets of England. I could be on the streets of Honduras. I was down in Honduras last week, and people were coming up to me. So it is just incredible to know that we are reaching this many people, and it's very exciting. That shows that the establishment media propaganda is not working. When, quote, someone as radical as myself is, as I would say, going supernova. And that's what all of our numbers show. On radio, on internet, on everything. It's just exponential. The number of people checking out what we're doing and resonating with it is just massive. And it's really kind of scary. And then at 2 in the morning, I tried to leave Mohawks. And it was a gauntlet of just everyone stopping because the bars were letting out about 2:15. And there were people just pouring out. Didn't matter if it was a punk bar or a rock bar or a country bar. And it was a gauntlet, those five, six, seven blocks, trying to get back, you know, in the freezing cold night with just people pouring out, shaking our hands and taking pictures. I mean, it's amazing. You know, we should have just had our cameras and shown all that. I mean, we did catch it at the KRS-One event. But, again, I just spent 5 minutes on this only because it's an indicator of how many people we're touching. And it also is daunting in a way because everybody's paying attention to every word I say. I mean, everything I do is being gone over with a fine-tooth comb, so I better do a good job. We better do a good job, because as things get tougher, as the New World Order closes in around us, as everything I've talked about comes true, and that's why this is happening. For 13 years, I've been hammering and hammering and hammering and laying out what would happen when and how it would happen, and it's all happening. Now, people heard me 3 years ago say they were going to pop the subprime mortgage by design and bring in a huge banking crisis and then openly set up a World Bank and roll the private Federal Reserve into it and set up carbon taxes, and it's all being announced. Everybody heard me say there'd be youth brigades and 18 to 24 serving domestically in a domestic army. not overseas. It's now being announced. Everybody heard us lay out all of this stuff about how there'd be troops on the streets, how they build FEMA camps. Now they're announcing it on the news, but saying it's a good thing. And we don't deserve much credit, at least I don't. I'm just somebody who found out about this agenda, could read government documents, could interview experts, and who found out about this and decided I was going to fight it. And because we've gotten the word out and listeners have spread the word and other people in the alternative media have spread the word, the mainstream media is losing all credibility. Now, for a brief time, the system's going to be able to fool some of the public, a large sector of the public, a large cross-section, that Obama's different, he's going to change things, his rhetoric's different. But as soon as they figure out it was a betrayal, the rebellion against tyranny is just going to explode that much faster. And so that's the basic news I wanted to bring up as well. So we're going to go to break here in a moment, then we're going to come right back to after the news to all of your calls. Also, some of the other news coming up later. Ebola may have passed from a pig to a human. International Herald Tribune, why is this so important? Because it's a new strain of Ebola, and, well, Ebola kills, what, close to 90% of the people that get it, so that's a serious issue. Unrented, unreturned library book leads to woman's arrest. Oh, yeah, if you forget to bring a library book back in Williamson County, they take you to jail. This is Independence, Iowa, though. A $13.95 value book. FDA says no to GMO labels. GMO, of course, has been proven with rats and other things that have been it's been tested on, genetically modified organism food, to really cause reproductive problems and cancers and things, and all the major studies. And but you know, they could argue and say, oh no, we say it's good for you. But why not let us know if a product's got GMO in it? Well, the FDA says no, you're not allowed to know that information. And that dovetails in with the fact that a few years ago they tried to stop organic milk companies from just saying on the label there was no bovine growth hormone in there. That's the reason your five-year-old girls are going into puberty and your boys are 8 feet tall and you're only 6 foot tall. I mean, this stuff is screwing people up. Oh, and another big story that is out of England, but similar things are happening here in the U.S., this goes in the same category as most public schools have banned first dodgeball, then running at recess, and then jungle gyms and swings. This is all part of enslaving the public. Coast Guard can't start a rescue until they fill out a health and safety assessment, so they have to wait like 30 minutes when somebody's fallen off a boat and freezing to death or there's been a wreck out on the high seas. They have to wait and fill out a weather report, a risk assessment, where it is, if it's safe for them to go. And so we're going to go over that as well today. But first, some of your phone calls, and I'll break down this bank nationalization. It's not really that. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Openly, private offshore banks have taken control of the government, both parties. Obama is their man, 4 times the Wall Street campaign donations than any other candidate in history. 5 times the Goldman Sachs money. And their operations are all secret, but they're saying that, well, they'll tell Congress it's secret. I have those articles this week when Gethner, now approved to be Treasury Secretary by the Senate committee, said, well, it's all secret what we're doing, but it's international in scope. But separately, in the Bretton Woods II agreement, they said it will be a private world bank that you pay taxes to. Again, that was in Newsweek. You can just Google New World Bank Newsweek a few issues ago. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Joseph in California. You're on the air, Joseph.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I would like to give you a most sincere thank you. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be awake right now to the horrible things that are occurring. I really, really do thank you. I would definitely like to get in on the subject about how the Obama wants animals to be able to sue people. Now, we're pretty close to that as it is. With all these animal rights movements and laws, I dealt with something in Florida where when the economy went downhill, I lost work, I lost my place, and living out of my car, and we had 2 cats and my girlfriend, and looking inside for a job off the Internet, and cops went out there and ticketed us for $285 a piece on tickets, and then we had to have our cat's papers. So no longer can we have to leave the house with our papers. If we're taking our pets, we have to have our pets' papers, too, for their shots, like they're going to have rabies or something. These are house cats anyway.
Well, there's also, under the Animal ID and Premise Society, there's a lot of hobby farmers that have 10, 15, 20 chickens, a couple pigs, a few cows. You're going to have to register all those, the chickens for $20 a piece, the cows for $100 a piece. But then all the big farms and big agribusiness, they're all exempted. So it's not about animal welfare. In fact, his new head of regulations, who wrote these papers about animals being able to sue you, says the government will represent the animals. And they say that then in a democracy, the animals will outvote the people. But again, it'll be the government saying they represent animals. That's a way to get around the, quote, people's popular will and say, well, we're representing these animals. It's the same thing where they'll, all over the country, they've been caught planting. And I appreciate your call. Planting endangered species. Just Google environmentalists caught in planting endangered species. There was a famous case, what was it, in South Dakota, where they were caught planting cougars. They've been caught planting birds. The government's been caught planting fish in ponds again, regionally are endangered. It means in that area there's not a lot of them. They've been caught planting cave bugs in Central Texas. So, again, it's not about saving the environment. It's about, well, take the case of the city of Austin, stole tens of thousands of acres, claimed it was going to be parkland, turned around and built million-dollar ranchette houses all over it. And it turned out it was all these different city council people involved with the very banks that would then finance selling the property once they had control of it. So it's bad. It's all about regulation and control. Dan in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, Dan.
I actually have good news for you. You know that case that got Barry Cooper into Odessa, Texas? I actually talked to Yolanda Madden's father, and I got a case narrative, and I talked with one of your previous guests about it, Randy Kelton. He does a show called...
All right, let me just stop you. A lot of folks that call in, we don't screen your calls, think we're having a private discussion, and so a lot of people don't know that Barry Cooper's a former narcotics officer that has reported that 85% of narcotics officers plant drugs on people. He's done stings. Now that he quit being a police officer, of the police doing things like this or not having warrants. And so now you've brought people up to speed.
Okay, excellent. Aside from the merits of the case, which I'm sure you're familiar with, the due process violations alone should be enough to get Yolanda out of jail.
Yes. Well, I mean, tell people specifically about Yolanda's case.
Well, Yolanda actually had a judge interfere with counsel. And basically what happened is the judge ordered the counsel that she'd actually fired to file motions on her behalf anyway, did nothing through the trial, said file a motion for continuance, and the guy did it anyway and the judge denied it anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, routinely in these court cases, that's just one specific one, they cheat and violate every rule, and that's why the judicial system is so corrupt now. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
In just 7 days, on February 1st, 2009, in Tampa, Florida, they'll be playing the Super Bowl. Steelers will be going after the sixth Super Bowl ring. Years ago, a movie came out called The Sum of All Fears.
Yes.
And to get the people's minds off the banking crisis, a major disruption at a Super Bowl event, like, say, if we find out a couple days later they say Osama had a ticket to the Super Bowl, wouldn't that be their perfect opportunity to get our mind off the banking crisis and for the New World Order to take a major step forward?
Well, I hear what you're saying. The globalists like to brag before they do something. That's why... and I talked to the producers of the X-Files, that they were approached by the CIA, had plots planted on them. And 6 months before 9/11, they had an episode where a hijacked jet is hijacked by the Pentagon. They use a drill to make the rest of NORAD stand down, saying it's a drill, to fly it into the World Trade Center by remote control to blame it on Afghan terrorists. But when we start seeing every plot in a movie or television and thinking then... I mean, it's true. On FX, they had a show called Oil Storm that even had the mayor of New Orleans in it, where the city floods and exactly what happened in the film Oil Storm. That aired on FX 1 year before it actually happened in New Orleans. So it is bizarre. Is it coincidence? I don't know. What we do know is it's declassified that elements of the Pentagon have staged hundreds of terror attacks worldwide and proposed staging terror attacks in the United States in Operation Northwoods, as a pretext to get people's minds off political things that are happening and to motivate the people to unify around the government's unpopular policy. And just a few months ago, it was all over the British and French and German and Chinese press that the RAND Corporation document leaked, a big Pentagon private think tank, that they need a huge theater war, bigger than the Iraq war, as a diversion for the economy. So what you say has a lot of validity. You just can't put a name or a date or a time on it. But do I think that the establishment, to get the people to go along and to be distracted from the foreign banks taking over, or openly the U.S. going into receivership to private banks and a world government bank openly being set up, will they stage a terror attack? Will they provocateur something? I had Congressman Ron Paul on the radio show Tuesday. Literally during the inauguration, he was on the show. And he agreed and said he believes it's a very serious danger that they will stage some type of event. And he said in the past a Gulf of Tonkin-style event is what he thought Dick Cheney would do to go after Iran. He said that about 2 years ago. And then it came out about 8 months ago in New Yorker magazine, and Cy Hirsch gave an interview and admitted that White House sources, and Seymour Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, doesn't lie, folks. He's always been proven right back to Vietnam, that the White House wanted to stage a terror attack in the Strait of Hormuz against U.S. ships using Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians in fake Iranian patrol boats. But people leaked that out of the White House, and it didn't happen. So a lot of this evil stuff doesn't end up happening because there's a lot of good people in government as well. Let's get to some more calls here. Taking a lot of calls today. Eric in Austin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Well, I just wanted to talk about a possible civil war in the United States, and I guess I wanted your input on it. I was on the Internet last night, and apparently there's a former KGB agent who was under Putin, who 10 years ago, he claimed, because everyone laughed at him.
More than 10 years ago. He said it in 92. He said that the United States will, he said it on Russia Today. He said the United States will collapse and break into six parts, and that it's part of the New World Order plan. That's the piece of the issue you don't hear in our news. But it's not just him. And I didn't hang up on you, sir. Your phone disconnected. You can call back if you want. I'll hear more what you have to say. But to fill folks in on that, the Army War College came out a month ago and said the United States could break up unless they put troops on the streets, basically. The British Ministry of Defense report in late 2007 said the same thing. The RAND Corporation, speak of the devil, said the same thing as well. We'll be right back. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, I do a four-hour radio show Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 Central. That isn't enough because so much happens on the weekend and the new week before us. I come in for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. for this abbreviated final edition here. We're taking your phone calls right now. Next hour, I'm going to get into Coast Guard can't start a rescue until they fill out a health and safety assessment form. Ebola may have passed from pigs to a human. Unreturned library book for $13 lands woman in jail. FDA says no to GMO labels. But first, I'm going to get into what's happening on the financial front in the United States. As you're noticing, the establishment's known for many years they were going to implode the economy. They just keep lying to you, saying, go along with our next policy, our next plan, and everything will be okay. And a few months later, give us even more power. Give us even more anonymity and secrecy, and everything will be okay, and then it just gets worse. That is being done by design, and they hope their front man, Barack Obama, can fool the public long enough where they stand down so that Congress doesn't rightfully take the power back from the executive, which has been sold out to foreign offshore banks and financial institutions. It's really that simple, and Congress has been threatened with martial law if they try to do their job and say no to all of this. Going back to your phone calls, let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Pennsylvania. Rob, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Appreciate all the hard work that you do.
Thank you.
I wanted to report here in Allentown, PA, we have digital billboards through the Adams Outdoor Advertising Company, and I am seeing a plethora of these billboards. They are rotating advertisements. I will see one in one instance. I'll see this artsy blue and red kind of Obama hope advertisement, and in the next rotation, I will see Operation Never Forgotten, where they are glamorizing this support the troops kind of thing. And I was wondering,
which means support the agenda of starting more wars and keeping them in harm's way. Yeah, I've been talking about this all week. This is what's happening, and it's totally illegal. They are taking the ad council money that's tax money, and then most stations run them for free, but the production costs money. It's billions of dollars a year. And Obama has set up USAservice.org, which is non-governmental. It's private under him and the Democratic Party, but they run the ads as if it's governmental, saying, come sign up with us to volunteer. And then separately, they're going to have compulsory service within the government. So they're setting up their own domestic squads, and they're now running Obama propaganda ads. And Bush got in trouble for this, but this is a lot more than what Bush did, and we criticized it then with the fake newscast and stuff. But this is overt with these Obama ads, all about Obama, all over the government paid-for billboards, all over TV, all over radio, all over newsprint. And, again, that's not what happens in free societies. They have lots of propaganda about how great the leader is in North Korea or even in Iran, this is not what a free society does or has. And so, it's just incredible.
Yeah, and this is what I've been trying to convey to some people who I try to relate the information to. I try to, you know, report and just disseminate some of the things that I learned from you, and I'm beginning to understand more and more fully. It's creeping me out because it's such overt propaganda. And B, it's pissing me off because the American taxpayer is footing the bill for these billboards.
Absolutely, and it's not even pushing people. Literal giant they started paying for signs about 2 years ago that would just say, George W. Bush, our leader, like we were in North Korea or something. Again, in a free society, there aren't big billboards with the leader's face. I mean, if the party wants to pay to put those up during campaigns, it's still a little creepy. But now they're billboards, TV ads, billions of dollars of our tax money to put these up and then to recruit people into his own private army. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, we're in a lot of trouble. Let's go ahead and talk to Hilde in Vermont. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hi, Alex. This is Hilde. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I really wanted to talk to you about the FOCA Act that is coming up, the bill. It's really in opposition to the human life. It's a radical threat to human life. It's in opposition to all of...
Tell folks specifically what it is. A lot of people won't know what the acronym is. Tell them.
Well, it is the elimination of regulations to protect women from unsafe and unscrupulous abortionists. It forces American taxpayers to fund abortions.
What's happening is...
And also, too...
All the Planned Parents...
I just tell you, okay. We watched a movie, which I recommend, Judgment at Nuremberg, and it was about five judges on trial in 1961 with Spencer Tracy, and how these men followed the law of Nazi Germany, not their consciences.
Yeah, they said, I was just following the law, I was just following orders, and it's based on the transcripts from the Nuremberg trials.
Yes.
It's excellent.
Yes, and this FOCA is doing the same thing, and it's taking away human rights from people.
Well, that's the first thing Obama did, was double the amount of funding for forced abortions in China, and abortions and eugenics operations known as family planning in Africa and Latin America and Asia. Great points. I'm just moving quicker to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Pam in Canada. Pam, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Pam. Welcome.
Hi. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Let my dog out of the room. Here you go. There you go, love. I'd like to say I have been listening to you for about 2 years. And I've only had a computer for that long, myself. I'm a letter.
So you're listening on the Internet?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like to talk about microcosm tyranny, in that I live next door to a person who worked for the city of Edmonton for 33 years.
And they're on a power trip?
And got away with everything. And I was harassed for
that's what tyrannies do, is they empower all these little petty nobodies that don't have skills, that don't have ideas, who can't operate in the free market, and they just run around parasiting on the public.
Exactly. Like, I was threatened for years, 5 years, because of this man who worked for the city. He didn't like me because I wouldn't talk to him. It was amazing because when he almost died, he went to the hospital and the police actually guarded his house. They sat five houses across the street from us and guarded the house against all the riffraff which would visit him, which previously before visited him for 2 years.
I hear you, ma'am. You ought to write it up in an email and send me the story. We don't really have the time to get into the problems you're having with your neighbor. You just popped in my ear and said something, and I didn't understand it. Okay, good, good. We're going to have Bob Chapman on The Economy with us. I've been having him on a lot lately because his track record of predicting what's happening in the economy has been more accurate than most. I'd say 95% accuracy. And, of course, he's had one of the biggest financial newsletters in the world till he retired, and he was the largest private silver and gold broker as well. And he's been fighting the globalists for 45 years. He helped you know, produce and publish An Undare Call to Conspiracy with Gary Allen, his partner, worked with so many other leaders in the fight against the globalists. I wanted to get him on to get into the economy and what this bank nationalization, which isn't really nationalization, it's privatization, hijacking really means. But let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Nate in Maine. Nate, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Talk to you again.
Okay, good to talk to you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to congratulate you on that interview with KRS-One. That was a groundbreaking interview. Very, very informative and insightful. The other thing I wanted to talk about was this, Barack Obama's inauguration when he swore in. I noticed that George Bush Jr., when he did his inauguration, he messed up a part of it too. And I wouldn't be surprised if Clinton messed his up.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the inauguration, isn't official, the swearing in, unless they do it properly. And we pointed that out. So Obama then, 2 days later, because he didn't do large parts of it, he then was sworn in again, but this time they said secretly, but they had one camera person there, but and by secretly, he wouldn't let him record it, and he didn't swear in on a Bible, and that was in the mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
So they did that on purpose, so he could then go have a private one and not do it on the Bible. I guarantee you, there was all these big debates about would he swear in on a Bible, you know, was he really a Muslim, all this other stuff, and I kind of poo-pooed that. But now you got to ask yourself the question. I mean, he messes it up once, then they have it again, and they let a White House pool photographer, in-house White House photographer, was the only person allowed to take photos, and there's no Bible. And they say, well, we just didn't use the Bible. And they put that in the newspaper. So he can't get it right twice.
Right.
Didn't get sworn in on George Washington's Bible.
My theory also is that I think they do this on purpose so that that'll negate the oath so they don't have to stand true to the Constitution.
Oh, most police and government bureaucrats now don't even do their oaths. And there's big lawsuits about that because they're not duly sworn officers if they don't. Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Here comes the news, ladies and gentlemen. And after the news and important messages, we'll come back. Back with the second hour. Bob Chapman, your phone calls and a lot more. Stay with me. The website's InfoWars.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Community service for young men on probation. And with
you are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
On News Radio 590 KLBJ off
IRS.
KRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Vice President Joe Biden was interviewed on the CBS program Face the Nation.
I don't see myself as the deputy president. I see myself as the president's confidant. Hopefully I can help shape policy with him. Hopefully I'm one of those people. Hopefully I'm the last person in the room with every important decision he makes.
He also says more U.S. troops are likely to see action in Afghanistan. And President Barack Obama's plan to jumpstart the economy carries an $825 billion price tag. But economic advisor Larry Summers says the nation can handle it.
It's balanced between very substantial new investments that I referred to, between very important protections to prevent teachers and cops from being laid off, and also tax cuts.
Summers tells NBC's Meet the Press that big spending is needed now. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. Call the Credit Helpline for free information that'll show you how to settle your credit card debts and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call 866-546-DEBT. That's 866-546-DEBT. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-866-546-DEBT.
Not available in all states.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai wants a bigger role in overseeing U.S. and NATO military action in his country. He's denouncing a U.S. operation that he says killed 16 Afghan civilians. Karzai says civilian deaths strengthen the terrorists. John McCain says he won't vote for President Obama's stimulus package unless there are some major changes. The Arizona senator tells Fox News Sunday that he will push to make the Bush tax cuts permanent. They're due to expire next year. Now that he has an official residence in Washington, where is Joe Biden spending his first weekend as vice president? Back home in Wilmington, Delaware. He's used to taking the train back and forth every day during his decades in the Senate, and his mother still lives there. He tells CBS she won't move to Washington. And Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is welcoming President Barack Obama's pledge to improve diplomatic relations around the world. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
If you're paying your credit cards with credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
The Hamas government is up and running again in Gaza. With administrative offices bombed out, officials are working just about anywhere they can. The group says it'll dole out $52 million in aid to those affected by Israel's recent offensive. Meanwhile, UN Humanitarian Chief John Holmes says economic life in Gaza must be allowed to resume.
We need the crossing points as fully open as possible, and preferably fully open not only for humanitarian goods but also for commercial goods, and also not only to get in but also to get out.
House Republican leader John Boehner tells NBC the latest economic stimulus plan won't get much Republican support without significant changes.
$200 million to fix up the National Mall. $21 million for sod, over $200 million for contraceptives. How is this going to fix an alien economy?
And a couple who tried to sneak into the country by walking across a frozen river gets caught when they're forced to call for help. Here's Julie Walker.
First, the couple tried to enter the country legally at a border crossing between Canada and the U.S. The 38-year-old man is an American citizen, but his 50-year-old fiancé is British and couldn't get in because of her immigration status. So she tried to sneak across the frozen Niagara River, but couldn't make it. Then he tried to save her, only to get stuck as well. The pair called 911, were rescued and arrested. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It didn't matter if 98% of Americans in every major poll, some were even 99%, were against the banker bailout. They did it, but it wasn't a banker bailout. See, they'll call it one thing, it's another. It allowed unlimited amounts of money, now over $8.5 trillion and growing, to be given to offshore predominant banks, to whoever they want. Remember, they said, oh, we're passing it October 3rd, threatened Congress with martial law, on record. The White House did it. They didn't pass it. And said, we've got to have it or we'll have a depression by next week to unlock credit and the subprime mortgages. And then on October 4th, Secretary of the Treasury Paulson said, you know what? We don't need it for that, but it's secret what we do need it for, and we're not going to tell you where it's going. But that gave them unlimited criminal power in that bill. Now, they're saying, Obama's saying they've got to have another bill. He helped cheerlead the last one. He's saying we've got to have it. He's got Timothy Geithner, who engineered a bunch of the scams we're seeing, doesn't pay his taxes. He's now been approved for out of the committee, at least, to be Treasury Secretary. And it's the same group, very same group of people. And they're saying, well, we need an even bigger bailout, and it's going to be international in scope. Well, you read the fine print of what they're saying, and it's weird. They tell Congress it's secret, we can't tell you. But then they're in Newsweek, they're in the Financial Times of London, they're in the Wall Street Journal saying what it is. But they mislabel it a nationalization. And they talk about the Federal Reserve being government. And they say it's going to set up a new bank of the U.S. that will take on, quote, all the debt. That means giving trillions more to themselves, the private shareholders. So again, they've engineered the crisis to implode the economy so they can consolidate it. Now, we're the guys that told you this years and years and years ago and said it would start with derivatives, start in the subprime mortgages. And it's now happened. And I've got a New York Post article of all places, you know, that's Rupert Murdoch, endorsing Barack Obama and saying his plan is the right one to fix the economy. And then they mislabel it, saying that it is a bailout of the banks to stop the implosion. The big central banks are just fronts for the private shareholders. They've already moved their assets into real infrastructure and gold and silver and weapon stocks and media, things they know that'll be there at the end of this. They have to destroy the economy to have this fire sale. But I wanted Bob Chapman, a researcher, economist, financial reporter, retired when he had the biggest financial newsletter in the world, came back a few years ago with the International Forecaster out of retirement, and he was also in military intelligence before that, and his predictions have been stunningly accurate, like folks like Gerald Celente and others. So that's why we have him on with us. I had him on Friday, but he's back with us today. Bob, can you succinctly explain what's happening to people with this Wall Street coup, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of the Treasury, has said, and many others? This is a Wall Street coup, but explain in basic terms what they're doing, where this is going, how bad this depression is going to get, and where you see all of this ending. I mean, boil down for people as basically, you know, talk to us like we're fifth graders, and explain to people exactly what's happening.
Well, first of all, 2 years ago, we said that we were entering recession, and several economists came along about a year ago and said, yes, we're going into a recession. And government discovered it about a month ago. And government didn't discover it because the government didn't want to. And so you say to yourself, well, why did that happen? Well, it's because it was engineered that way. It just didn't happen. The money that has gone to the banks, as Alex has said, has gone offshore. Some of it was used to pay dividends, bonuses to these people who run these banks and brokerage firms and insurance companies. And what it is it's a private consolidation of power. They're just rolling everything together. And the scandals that we see, such as the questioning of Mr. Giffler by Congress, the Madoff affair, where somewhere between $50 and $100 billion has disappeared, and all of the losses that are being taken by companies with no explanation as to why. And so this is a conglomeration of information that's come forward, and the intention of the powers behind government is that they want to show the public that finances, that includes insurance, brokerage, as well as banks,
annuities,
have been mismanaged, and we have to have regulations worldwide in order to not make that happen again.
And remember, folks, this is the group that engineered all this and changed the laws in the mid and late 90s to do this. Now they're saying we're the saviors, give us unlimited power. Openly in Newsweek, let us have a world government that sets taxes and regulates all of you, openly by the banks.
And that is part of it as well. And so I think you're going to see, starting this coming month, talk in Washington, Wall Street, about these new regulations, which have been bantered around Europe for the last 3 or 4 months. Sarkozy, the president of France, and also Mrs. Merkel, who is the chancellor in Germany, have been talking about it, as well as Gordon Brown, the PM in London. And so they've kind of got the ball rolling and get the door open. Now, what they're after here is once they get consolidation nationally, and, of course, in the case of the European Union, it'll be in two segments. One, the non-members, there's 27, I think, members in the European Union, of which 16 belong to the Eurozone. And that's the group that uses the currency, the euro. And they will fit in and go along with the regulations. The next step will be a devaluation of all currencies, or almost all currencies. And don't ask me to give you a time frame, because it's too difficult. People are talking about next month.
Yeah, they're just saying they're planning to do it on record, but they won't say when, and they're also very secretive. Please continue. So globally, a private group of banks operating as a government through treaty with nations, setting the interest rates, setting the currency values, and then, I mean, this is incredible. This is world government.
Well, once they get these regulations in place, and it'll take them at least a year to do it, and it could take as long as two, but let's say it takes a year, then what they will do is say, well, the U.S. dollar has come down substantially, and which I expect it to as well, and so the dollar's going to have to be devalued. And rather than face default, we'll have everybody else devalue too. And the key to that will be the sovereign nations throughout the world have foreign exchange balances, and they are keeping 64.5% of those balances as in U.S. dollars. So if the dollar gets devalued, they get hit pretty hard too. So they're all in it together, so to speak. So I think most all of the currencies in the world would be devalued at the same time the dollar would be.
And that's what globalization is. They get everybody tied in to their fiat system, then they implode it and say the only way out of this is giving us these private consortium of banks operating as a world government, a regulatory agency. Give us unlimited power, we can fix it.
Well, the next step, of course, is the hue and cry that, oh, goodness gracious, we've had these this terrible worldwide devaluation because of what's gone on and lack of regulations, so they get the regulations passed, and then all of a sudden they say, well, we've decided, us people in the financial business and these governments have decided that it would be much better if we had one currency. And that's what they're after. And there's no constituency in the world who'll go along with it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, I know we have loaded phone lines. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to deal with your phone calls on a host of subjects, any issue you want to call in about. But I wanted to get Bob Chapman up here today because, and again, I've had former Nobel Prize winning economist on. I've interviewed them all, and they're all saying the same thing. This is an engineered crisis, and the very group of offshore banks that engineered it are the ones now terrorizing the public, saying we'll have a depression if you don't do what we say. Well, they've already had tax incentives to move offshore. This was all done by design. Bob, they're openly announcing they plan to start stealing pension funds. Well, a lot of companies are already doing it. They changed the law a few years ago where they could do that, but saying they can do it and being able to get away with it is another thing. They're openly announcing that they want to use regular army against the American people. They're announcing they're going to use the Patriot Act against non-terror-related cases. I mean, this is a worst-case scenario that is unfolding. Can you speak to, just briefly, the real state of the economy right now with all of this news coming out about Citigroup raises $12 billion, loses $42.2 billion, just having to pay their dividends on investments. So now they're having to raid the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation fund for that. California's first Centennial Bank going under. Meanwhile, we have all these neocon publications endorsing Obama and, quote, nationalization. When it's not nationalization, it's the private Federal Reserve using taxpayer money to buy Ford, buy Chevy, go in and buy up infrastructure. People get mad if they knew our tax money was going for private banks to buy these up for pennies on the dollar. So they just call it nationalization when it's the opposite. This is privatization, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And I've given you the train or the chain of events that I expect that will be attempted over the next 2 to 3 years. One of the things that I've learned, and this is my 49th year now, and one of the things I've in business, one of the things I've learned is that things never happen as quickly as you think they do or will. And so you tend to be a little bit calmer and more patient than when you recognize the same things when you were 35 years old. And so it's going to take a while, but they're not going to be successful. They think they are, and they're going forward like it's just another coup for them, and that is just isn't going to happen.
That's a key point. They've done this to hundreds of third world countries, this exact same takeover profile.
Well, they don't want any part of it. I mean, if you go to different countries in the world and talk to the people on the street, they say, no, I don't want that. You know, we experienced that before with this or that, or look what's happening to the euro. I mean, we've got four countries in Europe that are in the on the edge of bankruptcy.
Well, what are folks going to do
Ireland,
when they start?
Greece.
I mean, it's one thing to lose your job. What are they going to do as the government seizes people's 401ks to, quote, protect them?
Well, let's back into that. You spoke about it a couple of minutes ago. And you spoke about the legislation which allowed these corporations, about 19% of people are covered under conventional pensions, we'll call them, not the 401k variety. And they were allowed to adjust or eliminate their pension plans, and they're doing it. The excuse is, well, companies from offshore don't give any benefits to their employees, and they treat them like slave labor, so let's do that to Americans, too. So anyway, that's been underway for about, actually, almost 3 years now. And I got to just sidetrack for a second. You said something about the monies being put offshore by transnational corporations. This is nothing new. If you go back 3 years, you'll see that there was legislation to allow these transnationals, who are the ones under free trade and globalization, who are offshoring and outsourcing over 5 million American jobs over the last 8 years. And what they do is they make this money by having goods made cheap, say in China, and then have them sold to the United States. But the money is not coming into the United States. It's going to their subsidiary, perhaps in the Cayman Islands. And 3 years ago, because they needed an infusion into the American financial scene, and under the guise of creating employment, all these offshore corporations were allowed to bring as much money back to the United States as they wanted.
And that's why Halliburton and others have moved offshore. And I want to take you into the next segment and talk briefly about that. But before this segment ends, I want to bring Ted Anderson, the owner of the Genesis Network that syndicates this radio show, on, because he also owns Midas Resources, 30-year gold brokerage and silver brokerage. Because Ted bought gold when it was $815 an ounce. Now it's over $900 right now. He has it in store. And he also wants to, you've let us at his company give people a free introductory copy of your latest hard copy newsletter, The International Forecaster. They can also go to internationalforecaster.com. So before this segment ended, I wanted to briefly bring Ted in so he could, well, it's 800-686-2237, so they could call and find out about that, but also find out about the gold and silver deal that Ted's got going that only goes until midnight tonight, folks, because then he's going to be out of this position and have to buy gold at the new higher price. Most places don't even have gold and silver. Ted's been in it so long. But, I mean, Bob, bottom line, would it be a smart move for people to physically have part of their 401k in gold or silver, or should they just trust the government and leave it in there?
Well, I recommend gold and silver-related assets very strongly because as far as I can see, after all my years of experience, this is the only place to be.
How good of a deal is it if Ted bought gold at $815 an ounce and he's selling it at that price, priced into the market, when it's at $900? How good of a deal is that?
Well, it's terrific. It goes without saying. I mean, coins that he purchased probably for $45, he was selling them at that level. They're now $160 or whatever.
Let's bring Ted on.
In other
Ted,
words, they're higher in the marketplace than what Ted bought them at.
Ted, take a franc or a British sovereign. What you bought, you said some of the sovereigns at 205, and right now they're selling for 245, but you're still selling them at 205, or what was the number you told me?
No, what I have is I have the franc right now. They're at 202, but repricing them, they're at 225 at the current market price. I also have the British sovereign. They're at 250. Currently, right now, if I went back into the marketplace, which I will be having to do tomorrow, they'll be at 275. I mean, the prices have gone up over 11% just within the last week. And the reason why that's happening is because we have so many foreigners right now trying to buy gold, and they're pushing the marketplace.
Yeah, that's on the news, a bunch of on the newswire, just Google gold, that all over the world the markets are sold out of physical gold. Folks, call and get a free copy of the International Forecaster, or you can also go to the internationalforecaster.com and sign up for the online version there as well. But if you want a hard copy of this or to find out about that gold deal that elapses in less than 12 hours, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, to get a free copy of the International Forecaster to find out about that gold deal. What about silver, Ted? It's made a major move up.
Silver is in the same position. I just haven't had a chance to see what the new prices are going to be on that because silver's gone up $2 an ounce. Presently, right now, I'm still working on a supply of Walking Liberty halves at $8.40 a piece, but the silver dollars have shot through $20 a piece, and the halves are up too. And I just have to reprice them. I know that I'll be in the marketplace in somewhere around $8.
But for folks that don't know, right now they can get last week's prices 11% cheaper, 800-686-2237. Let's come back with both of you and talk about how...
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
support.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to go through your calls, but I promise to break down what's happening with the banking. Ladies and gentlemen, they're stealing the value of your paper. They're terrorizing you and saying, oh, we'll protect your investments. Just give us unlimited power. Let us set up this world government system. But you read their own documents. They have no intention. They intend to steal it from you. That's what the police state's about in case you try to go take control of the government. Again, this is Bloomberg Financial reporting. Congress has been told they're under war powers. Separate Fed governors have been told you're not allowed to even know what's going on in the private Federal Reserve. Only the New York Fed is running this. I want to go back to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Bob, specifically, why do we even have former Fed governors and current Fed governors complaining in the press that everything's secret? I mean, I guess in this final round of risk here, it's so criminal what's going on, they've got to keep it secret from their own people?
That's right. They've been left out of the loop. And they're upset about that because they thought they were insiders. And you know, they're excited about their past affiliations with the Fed. And their ego has been hurt. And that's why you're getting the comments you're getting. And you'll continue to get them until finally people within government and behind government will tell these individuals, you either shut up or you've got a serious problem.
How many, looking at the trillions of dollars in pension funds and 401ks and the stock market dropping last week, how bad are these losses going to get? And on average, what's going to happen to somebody's retirement? Somebody, you say, has $1 million saved or $500,000.
Well, I'll briefly finish up what we were talking about. So they allowed these international corporations to bring back $360 billion and pay a 5.25% tax on it when the normal tax would have been 33%, another sweetheart deal. And so, you know, everything goes to the corporation and nothing to the worker because they want to do everything in manufacturing and other things offshore because it's much cheaper.
Yeah, let's be clear. The trillions that they're secretly spending, they're admittedly using a lot of that to buy up more raw assets, infrastructure. They're not spending them, so they're still operating to blow it all out. They're not trying to fix anything.
No, that's correct. And so let's get back to the corporations. And so they've cut back on the different benefits of the pensioners. You know, you now have to pay for half your medical, or you don't get any medical, and we may have to cut back on your retirement because of the contracts that we've had to sign. And they go one step further, and that is that about 70% right now of the S&P 500 companies are underfunded for their pensions. And it ranges anywhere between about 65% and 100%.
And that's not just the plunging economy. It's because they may have said it had $50 stock. Now it's a dollar.
That's correct. And they own stocks and they own bonds. The Dow has come down from 14,100 to approximately 8,000. You know, my question is, and this is what I believe, I think the market's going to 4,000. And if I'm right, they're not going to have a heck of a lot of money left. And if that's the case, your benefits are going to get cut by 50 or 75%, whatever the case. And by that time, we'll be fully into depression. We've started depression now. This week is the beginning of the depression.
Why did The Economist 2 weeks ago say we were in a depression? That's pretty bold.
Well, I didn't hear it. A couple of them alluded to it. They're afraid to say it.
Oh, that was the headline. The Economist came out and said we're in a depression.
You know, when you're an independent, you can say what you feel like saying, you know, as long as it's based on facts.
Bob, briefly, and I'm moving quicker because I want to cover a lot with your expertise. Why are you now saying, because, I mean, you said 6 months ago that by this time we'd be at 8,000. You're right there. Now, you've been right all along, I mean, almost on everything you've said, I've been saying depression by the middle of this year. You'd said, no, Alex, 2 years. Why are you now revising?
Because the damage has been so done, and the expeditious action that they've taken has, the unemployment is going to be unbelievable. The amount of foreclosures are far greater than what is being admitted to by the banks. The system is far worse off. We're looking at what the government calls U6 unemployment, which is medium unemployment figures, and they're putting them out at around 13%. I'm calling them 15.5%.
Okay, how bad then, physically on the streets of the United States and worldwide, is this going to look? And when do you see the bottom of this?
Well, the bottom's a long ways away. And I think during this year, that 15.5% figure will climb up over 20 to 22. And the following year, it should go up over 30.
What's going to happen when the public finds out that they've been hoodwinked by Obama and that he worked for the very same bankers that Bush worked for and that it's all been a screw job?
Well, they're going to be deeply disturbed. But what's going to really call the public to action is my house is gone, my cars are gone, I don't have a job. I'm living in a shelter someplace like a beast. You know, all of our belongings are in the shopping cart, and the only thing I've got left to protect myself is an AR-15. And this is when it's going to pop. And when is that? Probably a couple of years down the line.
That's what the Pentagon says in their new Army War College report. So the Pentagon agrees with you, but they work. A lot of great men and women in there, but they work for the bankers that have done this. I mean, all the FBI training manuals, the media, the demonization by Hollywood of patriots that talked about a new world order and a banking collapse, and the FBI training manuals I have that they give local police saying the new world order doesn't exist. How are they going to square that propaganda saying it doesn't exist while Henry Kissinger and every other globalist, including Obama, is on TV saying this is the new world order?
Well, they can't. And, you know, they've opened a window. That's the window of opportunity for themselves to institute this new world order. And when you open the window up, you allow other things to fly out. like the Patriots. And so they're going to have their hands full because the public of the world, and specifically we're talking about America, people are going to be searching for answers that aren't listening to a program like this. Later on, they'll say, gee, how did this happen, and what do I do about it? My court system doesn't work anymore. All the people I get to vote for the most part, are people who were put up and funded by these international bankers. And so what can I do? And, you know, the answer is, well, not very much. And they'll say, well, gee, I can't feed my family. So they get out of the store, if there's still food there, and they have to take foods for their family.
Well, that's the
that starts the problems.
Well, that's the issue. I still see all these yuppies that think they're part of the elite. And I meet them on the street and stuff, and they still believe in the system. They say, oh, we got to do another bailout. We had to do the first bailout. That small minority that believes in the system, they don't understand that it's a bunch of kleptocrats that are in control. Ted Anderson, 30 years in financing gold and silver trader. I mean, this, we're not happy. I know that this is a bull market for gold and silver. We wish we'd been wrong about all this. Any comments you've got to make on what Bob Chapman's saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just listening to the whole conversation and how it's going, and I know a lot of people are getting lost with the information because they just don't understand what it all means. Right now, we're looking at, I mean, wealth is disappearing. I shouldn't say wealth. Money supply is disappearing. I was talking to Bob earlier, and he was saying between $13 to $15 trillion is gone out of the economy, just like evaporated into thin air. I've looked at other...
And again, places. Allowing the globalists to set up a worldwide fiat system... People said, oh, let it be fiat, that, you know, they care about the economy. No, we gave criminal bankers the power to loot everything. They did it. Bob Chapman.
They did it. And, you know, Ted, you have that special book there, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You should talk about that because people who don't know anything about this, once they read that book, they'll understand what's being done to them.
By the way, for folks that don't know, Ted offers the book at cost. You get a free silver dollar that's over $20 in the market with the book that's $24 for what, Ted?
Yeah, well, the book is $24 if you buy it in the bookstore. The silver dollars are now about $22.50, and then the shipping is $6.40. I sell the thing for, I think it's $24.45.
So you're losing $30 on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm selling it for less than cost. But the thing about it is, Alex, people need to understand. That's the biggest problem right now. We got a lot of people listening to this show, and they're very interested in hearing what they're hearing, but they can't put all the pieces together in their mind as to how it works. And if they knew how it worked, they'd be going, oh, yeah, I can put my finger right on it. It's reading like a mystery novel, you know?
Yeah, well, folks can call and get that book and that silver dollar together as a combo or the free newsletter, International Forecaster, 800-686-2237.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I want to say bye to Ted Anderson and Bob Chapman. Appreciate them both popping in. And I got almost cut off by that break. If you want to get a free copy of Bob Chapman's newsletter or check out The Creature from Jekyll Island, the colleague of Bob Chapman, G. Edward Griffin's book on these private Federal Reserve bankers and how they operate, you can call 800-686-2237. And, again, Ted's got brokers there until midnight tonight for the gold he got and silver he got back when the gold was $815 an ounce. It's now over $900. He'll have to reprice that tomorrow. So here's your chance, 800-686-2237. I rarely have Ted up on the Sunday show, but it's just so important. I want people to have an opportunity with deals this good, 800-686-2237, like a free newsletter. 800-686-2237. Ted, closing comment, and then the Bob Chapman closing comment. I'm going to blitzkrieg through these calls.
Yeah, I can just say real quick. I mean, the market has just been crazy. If you're interested in now getting into the precious metals, you should call now. But mainly, more importantly, educate yourself. Say, understand. I mean, this economic system that we're in is heading towards a collapse. And if you can see the telltale signs and you know what they mean, you can take some precautions.
Well, it's not even telltale now, is it, Bob Chapman?
It's not even what?
It's not even telltale. I mean, it's a huge brass band right in front of you. It's so loud.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, you don't get deals like this in this kind of a market very often in the inventory that Ted has. You know, whether it was professional acumen or luck, it doesn't make any difference. He's got the product. He's got it cheap and, or should I say, inexpensive, and very few others have.
Yeah, most people are sold out of gold and silver because that's a whole other show. The big central banks have been trying to suppress the price where, for the first time in modern history, you have the real gold market at 1,000 an ounce, and they had driven it down to 750 an ounce, and even mainstream papers admitted it was rigged, and now they just can't hold it down anymore because the demand has sold out all the, you know, gold and silver, 99% of it, and Ted's even having problems now. So, Bob Chapman, we'll have you continue to pop in as things unfold, and you too, Ted. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. Bye-bye. Take care, man. All right, now listen, here's the deal. I've got, eight phone calls here, and I want to go to them, and I'm going to take them, but have your question, your comment ready. I'm giving each of you about 1 minute, okay? We'll go to Pam, Tom, Ollie, Scott, Rusty, and one other. Let's go ahead and go to Pam in Canada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Pam. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey.
Okay, there she goes. I don't know what's going on. I guess people sit there for 30 minutes. They're kind of out of it. Tom in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, what is going on?
Worldwide transmission, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, did you say on your show the other day that you're going to launch a website where you're proving things like point by point? I think that's what I heard you say. Did I hear right?
I'm not quite sure what you're saying, sir.
What?
Expand it. Expand what you're saying. Explain to me specifically what you're asking.
No, I'm asking you. I mean, I thought I heard you say on your show the other day that you're going to launch a website where you're proving things point by point, like you're going to give the background information on each subject and then prove things point by point. Did you say that?
No.
You didn't?
No. But we have done that. I mean, we do that all the time. We write articles all the time, and every comment we make, every statement we make is backed up by links to legislation, government documents, you name it. My film, Endgame, whatistheendgame.com, endgamethemovie.com will take you to the URL, has a complete bibliography of every second of the film as you go through it. So it's all right there for you. The film Terror Storm has one of those. So does my film, Martial Law. So everything we talk about is documented. I mean, if I sit there and I read an article about Coast Guards can't start a rescue until they fill out a health and safety assessment. After first filling out the data timeline, the lead rescuer must outline the reason for the journey, detail any risk the team may encounter during the rescue, including both current and forecast weather conditions. And it goes on to say that when the Coast Guard was first shown this, they thought it was a joke. They say that they didn't believe it when they first saw it. I'm trying to find that quote here. I mean, that's out of the Mail Online. We have a link to it. Very strange call, another very strange call. Ollie in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Alex. I'm glad to be on the show, and I have a lot of questions to ask you, but since you're going to give me 1 minute, I'm just going to ask one question. Alex, you said at the beginning of the show that this show is very expanding on people are becoming really, really, really aware. Now, my question is that once it reaches the boiling point, which I'm pretty sure the so-called predators have already anticipated, what will they, in your opinion, being on their shoes, what will they do to consolidate or maintain their noose or jaws on the prey? What will they do? So just answer me that.
Okay. Very important question. My job is to point out the corruption, the evil that's going on. That's a full-time job. And then I do have solutions like fight for the Second Amendment, fight for national sovereignty, abolish the Federal Reserve, kick the bankers out, or they'll take over, which they've now done fully. You know, give them an inch, they'll take it a million miles. The criminals running government will stage terror attacks every time the people rebel to then blame it on the people and say, oh, look, you're terrorist, or the provocateur terrorist, to have a pretext and excuse to attack the public. They will always stage new crises, outside threats to unify the public around them. But that's not going to work forever. But overall, they would stage terror to begin with to get their agenda through. So it's better that we be awake and know what we're going into. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Scott in Seattle. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was kind of interested on your take on this. I'm wondering who they're golden boy or girl is going to be to introduce this National Service Act into Congress now that Carolyn Kennedy has stepped down.
Right. For those that don't know, how are they going to roll out what Obama has officially said he'll do in his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel? 18 to 24, first compulsory domestic military service is a new separate arm under him. Then they're also going to have big public volunteer groups that do PR, like soup kitchens and things, which sound great as the front for having them as tattletale squads, environmental land-grabbing squads, what they've admitted. And, yes, they're going to have golden boys. They're going to have pitch people. They're already running private ads for Obama and his own private army at taxpayer expense through the ad council.
Well, you know, it's kind of curious because I don't think most people are aware, but Carolyn Kennedy sat on the committee for the National Service Act along with his former foreign policy advisor, Samantha Power.
That's right.
So I just thought that it was kind of curious that they would tap her to replace Hillary's seat.
Well, now they've got a more conservative pro-gun lady, a Republican, that they're tapping as the governor, can appoint whoever they want. That's a big controversy. But Carolyn Kennedy had so much baggage not paying taxes and things that she had to step down, like Bill Richardson with weird lobbying deals and Blagojevich, who came up under Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel handled Obama and Blagojevich. And I mean, just look at – and then Gethner not paying taxes. I mean, look at these people. I mean, they are just a pack of weasels. Thank you. Great call. Great point. That's what we like here. Russ in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Russ.
Yes, sir. Alex, thank you for having me speak on your show.
You bet.
You are the tip of the spear. You are the commander, and you keep going the direction you're going. I'd like to see sometime on your show, in your new studio, you bring together Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Webster Tarpley. These gentlemen are so close together in their antithesis of fixing the problem. There are probably only 3 to 5% difference between how to fix it. And I'd also like you to make a comment on, I'm pretty excited here being on.
We have Peter Schiff, we have everybody on.
Do another big Willie Nelson, Dixie Chicks, as many. You are rolling over the Rush Limbaughs of the world, and we are grabbing a hold of people from the right and left every day. You keep going forward, get another concert, get another big thing. Everybody will be on. Hollywood is behind you. Everybody is behind you, Alex. Go to it.
All right, well, I appreciate you, my friend. The left-right paradigm is being shattered, and you know, it isn't just Alex Jones. It's all of us doing things that are going to wake folks up. One big thing you can do is tell your friends and family, neighbors about the show, whether it's AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite that you listen. Tell them how they can listen. That's how we can the free podcast every day at Infowars.com. Listen to how you want, where you want, when you want. We're on Flycast and a bunch of other systems. You can listen on your iPhone or BlackBerry or your cell phone. So, yes, it is exponential. That's why they're trying to shut down the web with net neutrality and taxation. That's all coming in right now because the establishment can't fight us on a level playing field. That's why YouTube's erasing 9/11 truth videos left and right, including some of ours that had millions of views on YouTube. People say, well, then leave YouTube. No, that's where the crowd is. That's where we get viral videos. That's one of the places we spread the word more effectively. So we will infest YouTube more and redouble our efforts and fight their censorship. That's what we'll do. I do want to tell all the other callers, sorry we don't have time to get to Steve and Bill, everybody else that is there patiently holding, but I'll be back tomorrow live on the radio. Of course, if you don't have an AM or FM in your area, you can always listen to Infowars.com. Or if you do have that AM or FM, spread the word. And we'll be back, of course, next weekend, 4 to 6 p.m. with this abbreviated Sunday transmission. I want to thank all the sponsors, affiliates, the great guys running the show, and a lot more. Look, the globalists are criminal. They can't operate and get away with this if we expose them. It's so brazen. So get out there and spread the word. Get out there and join the info war today. That's why the website's infowars.com. Vaya con Dios. Have a great week.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
No. You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy.